Thanks for tuning in to Daddy and Aiden. We wanted to let you know that this week we interviewed a very special guest that you probably know.
I'm really excited for Bubby to be on my podcast too!
Whoa!
Please share this show with all your friends so we can keep getting amazing guests. Remember, anything is possible. Welcome to Reading with Daddy and...
Aiden.
Well, where's the excitement?
Aiden!
Nice. Tonight we're reading The Stars Beckoned, Edward White's amazing walk in space. It's written by Candy Wellens. That's a cool name. Her name is Candy. And illustrated by Courtney Dawson.
I like that name.
I do too. Edward White loved the night, lived where stars were big and bright. The evening sky so wide, so high, made him wonder, made him sigh. The twinkling stars would beckon him till Mama called out, "Come back in." He'd resist, but then he'd go, walking back, so slow, so slow. Father flew, and Edward knew he was born to do it too. So his dad was an airplane pilot. But in the meantime, church and chores, school and scouts, and so much more. So he was a Boy Scout, you see? That's what it says when it says scouts. And he's holding up his hand in a way where it's scouts honor. That means like the way that the scouts do it in a very trustworthy way. Still the stars would beckon him till Father hollered, "Come back in." He'd resist, but then he'd go, walking back, so slow, so slow. Edward White, bold and bright, became a man prepared for flight. So he also became a pilot. Daring pilot. Brave cadet, 3,000 hours in a jet. 3,000 hours means he's done a lot of time practicing in a jet. And yet those stars still beckoned him. His friends would cry out, "Come back in." Do you know what beckoned means?
Loved.
Loved? It means like called. Like the stars were calling to him. And yet those stars still beckoned him. They were calling. They were saying like, "Pay attention to me. Look at me, look at me." That's what the stars were saying to Edward White. He'd resist, but then he'd go, walking back, so slow, so slow. Challenges were underway to reach the moon, somehow, someday. He soon joined a group of men who risked and dared again, again.
Why risk? Risk means hurt.
Risk doesn't mean hurt. Risk means like doing something that may end up well, it may end up not so well, like it's risky to do certain things. And to go to space at the beginning of when space travel was happening was a risk because they had to learn how to do it. It was new to them. It was a new thing to go out and be in space. So it was risky because it wasn't something they'd done all the time. Like going on a plane now, it's not risky because they do it all the time. They practice all the time. But going to space, that is something that was new. So it was risky. Those twinkling stars still beckoned him till colleagues shouted, colleagues means people he works with, "Come back in." He'd resist, but then he'd go, walking back, so slow, so slow. Edward White, picked for flight, stepped out from the highest height. Tethered between the earth and the moon, he saw those stars. He nearly swooned. So he did it. He succeeded. He got launched out to outer space, and he's in there, in between the stars and the moon.
Can we touch a star?
Can you touch a star? Mm-hmm. Stars are really far away. You know which one is the closest star?
Mm-hmm.
Which one?
The sun.
The sun, that's right. You're correct. Those twinkling stars
in... the second is Polaris.
Not Polaris. That's the North Star. There's one, one that's after the sun, which I can't remember the name of it, and I'll think of it in a minute, and then maybe I'll say it.
Polaris.
Not Polaris. That's not the closest after the sun.
The next.
It's not the next, but I'll remember what it is. I think it's like something Mons. Those twinkling stars enraptured him till Houston ordered, "Come back in." Houston is where the command center was. That's where all the people were walking and watching what he's doing out in space. He resisted, couldn't go. His heart broke so slow.
Why?
So slow. Because he was finally out there. He was in outer space, but eventually his spacewalk had to end, and he had to go back inside the spaceship eventually, even though he wanted to be out there. Edward White adored this sight, but there was more to life than flight. Moons and stars are lovely places, but not as nice as children's faces. Because it looks like he has how many kids? Two. An older girl and a younger boy, it looks
no,
like.
No, older.
Oh, you think the boy's older?
Yeah, but see, the head is bigger than that.
Okay, maybe an older boy and a younger girl. For once, the earth had beckoned him. His children squealed, "It's him! It's him!" He touched down.
See, I told you.
You're right. The boy was older. You're totally right. He touched down back home at last. He ran to them so fast. So fast. With a blazing, brilliant shine, the brightest stars are most divine. Edward White was such a star. He lived big and lived far. His country's first to walk in space. His steps advanced a lunar race. So, bud, he worked so hard to get there, and he was the first one to walk in space. That's amazing. Huh. Because he did that. He took the risk, and he succeeded. He learned math. He became a pilot. He did 3,000 hours in the plane. From Earth below to stars above, Edward did it all with love. And it says in here, a historical note, on June 3rd, 1965, Edward White became the first American to walk in space. After three orbits around the Earth in the Gemini capsule, Edward opened the door and walked out into space. Upon stepping out, he exclaimed, "What a view! By golly, this is the greatest experience. It's just tremendous."
I am.
After about 20 minutes, he was asked by the command center in Houston to re-enter the spacecraft. He was enjoying himself so much that he didn't want to go back inside. Eventually, the mission's pilot, Jim McDivitt, called, "They want you to get back in now." What? At first, Edward laughed and replied, "I'm not coming in. This is fun." Finally, though, Edward re-entered Gemini and declared, "This is the saddest moment of my life." The Gemini mission was successful in many ways. The crew conducted 12 scientific and medical experiments. They proved that cabin doors could open and close in space without the spacecraft losing pressure and becoming dangerous for the astronauts inside. Edward's spacesuit and gear worked well for life outside the capsule, and the crew paved the way for future astronauts to make spacecraft repairs mid-mission. In the middle of the mission, they could make the repairs. All of these triumphs, all of these successes led to NASA landing Apollo 11 on the moon a little more than only 4 years later, on July 20th, 1969. Sadly, Edward was not able to celebrate this amazing achievement of the moon landing, although with the other astronauts, he was ready to prepare for that. Edward is remembered as a pioneer of space exploration. He has been inducted into the International Space Hall of Fame, the U.S. Astronaut Hall of Fame, and the National Aviation Hall of Fame. On the 50th anniversary of the Apollo 1 situation, NASA opened up a tribute exhibit to the three astronauts. The exhibit is titled Ad Astra Per Aspera, which in Latin... Yeah, that's the older boy. You're right. And that's the picture.
He's a grown-up.
He's not a grown-up, but he's wearing a fancy suit. Ad Astra Per Aspera, which is Latin for a rough road leads to the stars. The end.
The end.